All right, let's go now to the great state of Illinois. Illinois, George Weckelbacker. George, welcome.
How are you?
I'm great, George. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, let's talk about your state of Illinois. All right, let's talk about some of your problems. First one, voters who voted but are now inactive.
Well, there's a lot of voters out there that are registered. Some are voting, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the inactive is basically haven't voted in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't include the deceased who keeps voting all the time in Illinois.
Right. That, your kind of state's kind of known for that, isn't it?
Yes.
But increasingly more and more are. All right, well, that's one of your problems, but due to time, we're going to keep moving. Explain these for us, please.
Well, in 2020, the election, the general election, which the voters of Illinois voted for Joe Biden, as the results came in, you could see that there was a stop, a start, stop, start, but nobody can tell us why. And we assume that something is resetting itself, and one of those things that we have to look at, and we're digging in very deep. We're looking into Skittle, we're looking into a lot of the contracts of where they're going, and we've gone to the county board and asked, how is that information getting to Skittle? Is it direct, or is there an air gap? And some of the counties say air gap, some of the counties say it's direct. So we're working on trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, let's talk about the next one. Why does the Illinois State Board of Elections allow Dominion to be used when they don't trust that the BMD will match the human readable text on a ballot card?
Oh, that's quite true. 2019, they passed the first Dominion system that was using the QR code as a reading. People are used to having a ballot, the ballot filled out, and you put it in and the tabulators read the ballot. Well, with the new system, it only reads the little QR code. And everybody knows if you scan a QR code, you don't know where it goes. The State Board of Elections recommends that any system, any jurisdiction using these voting systems should be checking at the recount accuracy test where they check 5%. Every one of those units should be checked to verify a basic recount of every person that was listed on there shows up on the paper sheet of the tabulator. They're not doing it. We asked the state board why they're not doing it, and he said it's because it's not a law. We asked the state board why it's not a law, and they said, well, we haven't got around to it yet. My concern to my state board of elections is you're more concerned about making sure that the Dominion is getting their system in place. You're not concerned about our voters. We need you to protect our voters.
And yet, CISA what? Recommends what?
Pardon?
Yet CISA recommends?
And CISA does recommend it. The recent report that came out in June, they said there's a lot of issues and they should be checking because you can go in and change that QR code and it becomes a very, very different number than what you saw on the screen.
All right, how about this one? You got one of the HART voting machine systems, the only voting system in the country certified to the standards, this last box, yet it doesn't meet them?
Yeah, everybody knows that there's two sets of standards for the EAC. There's the VVSG 1.0 and the VVSG 1.1. No system in the country has made the new system 1.1, except HART, InterCivic, Verity 2.6. It's only approved for 1.1 in Chicago and in California. Listen up, California. This system was approved illegally. What's the issue is the ADA handicap right for privacy. This system will not allow a handicapped person to be able to vote in private. And even the state of California, their VSS systems, they took the old system, brought it to the new system, of which there was 176 units. They only brought 175 requirements from the old system to the new requirements, and they left off the handicap, privacy. But yet, EAC has not approved it. State of Illinois has. We've complained about it. We filed a HAVA complaint, and it was like a kangaroo court. You can't tell us what to do. It's time for us to dismiss, and they dismissed it.
Thank George from Illinois. Thank you, George.
Thank you all.